What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, Family is Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be continuing to talk about Wreck-It Ralph. Kind of been the theme of the week, really. We're doing lots of like Wreck-It Ralph content with the new movie coming out. I wanted to talk about, you know, we talked about Mario, we talked about Sonic, but there are lots of other little references in Wreck-It Ralph that kind of instantly, you know, there's a lot of history there, and I thought it'd be kind of fun just to kind of talk a little bit about those video games. You know, we saw it in there. You see Street Fighter, you see Pac-Man, Q-Bert, you see Mortal Kombat. There's so many different games that get little nods in there, but there's also references to other styles of games. You know, you get like the Halo, you know, that kind of instantly jumped to me, that the island, the place with all the little buzz, like bugs and insects, that just felt like Halo to me straight away. And then obviously you get Sugar Rush, which is a very much reference to Super Mario Kart. And as a whole, there's just so many different references. And a little thing I've seen Ryu walking away, or when he goes into the bar and, you know, you got Tapper there giving out bits pieces. There are lots of little references that they really paid attention to.
Yeah, and there's a lot of ones that you can miss too, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the background that they don't draw attention to. And you really do actually need to pull up like a guide or a Wikipedia article if you want to find every single one in the movie. And it's entirely possible that even with those, there's ones that we're missing. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of references in there that I think a lot of kids today probably won't really get unless their parents have been, here's an Atari 2600, sit down and play. 'Cause there's stuff like Joust, the original Joust, which was just the single screen, you're on the back of like a dragon and you're trying to knock a person off. I hated that game. I was awful at it, but
yeah,
I remember it. They had Burger Time. I think, you know, for people from our generation, Burger Time was a pretty big deal. Heck, my sister, who doesn't play video games, played Burger Time. She loves Burger Time. But with the exception of like a remaster on, I think, the 360 or something like that, it's a game that's kind of just disappeared, but it shows up in Wreck-It Ralph very briefly.
Yeah, I mean, I've just literally just, like you say, just gone on and had a quick look here to have a look to see what we've got. Now, this is kind of, just to give you an idea, there's lots of Disney references. You know, you got a T-Rex from the Meet the Robinsons. You've got Maximus from Tangled. Mickey Mouse is even in there. There's a little nod to Tron. Hal from Wall-E is in there. You got Aurelia. There's even a Star Wars arcade game can be seen in the arcade.
I think you're looking at the same list that I'm at.
Yeah. From Capcom, you had Street Fighter, Vegas, Zangief, Chung. There was a lot of Street Fighter references. That was probably one of the biggest ones, really, from Capcom. You even had Dr. Willy from the Mega Man series was in there. He was in the support group, but apparently he did get cut. From Namco, we've got things from Pac-Man and Dug Dug. And Mrs. Pac-Man, even Lara Croft is name dropped during the there we've got Space Invaders, we've got Frogger, Dance Dance Revolution, there was a cameo for them, even Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade cabinet was in the movie. There was Pong was in there, Road Blasters. I mean, I used to love playing Road Blasters at the arcade. You know, we've got Paperboy, there was Mortal Kombat, you had Q-Bert, Dragon's Lair, he was in there, he's briefly seen in there. Burger Time, Joust. You know, there is some really, really loads and loads of little nods, little things in the background, little Easter eggs. And I think, as we've alluded to in the past, there's in some way, some of them are a little bit too, like, you know, video game fans might recognize them, but maybe a younger generation might not see them because they're a lot older ones. But then it would make sense since this was set in an arcade.
Right.
And it made a little bit more sense.
And a large part of the theme of the movie was the obsolescence of the game. This is from a game from a different era. Kids aren't playing in arcades anymore. Kids aren't playing these particular games anymore. So, yeah, it makes sense. It's also worth noting that there are a lot of references that aren't the characters themselves. Like, you've actually got to look at the backgrounds in the thing. There's a reference to Leroy Jenkins as Graffiti. There's the "All your base are belong to us" meme from Gundam. Aerith from Final Fantasy VII. These are all showing up, but they're not the characters themselves. And if you, A, don't look for them, and B, don't actually know what the reference is, then you're just, you don't even know you're not seeing something.
No. I mean, we alluded to in the Mario episode about how, you know, Fix-It Jr. is a version of Mario, and Wreck-It Ralph is a version of Donkey Kong, and Vanellope is a version of Super Mario Kart. But also just the way that, like we said, Halo is the insect place, and, you know, there's this kind of thing of there's so much video game heritage in there. So I think obviously as we go forward into the next movie, things might change a bit, because, you know, kids growing up now, you know, you got like Minecraft and Fortnite and Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto 5. I know that's not necessarily a kid's game, but I'm sure there are so many kids playing that game that their references are going to be very, very different to ones from the 80s and the 90s. And even the two, you know, the noughties have got very different video games. Each generation has their iconic things, but Wreck-It Ralph was very much set in that arcade era, and which makes a little bit more sense of what they were doing, of what they had ever access to in that kind of specific thing. Because, yeah, I mean, I walk past the arcades when I'm walking through town, and they, you know, they're not doing video games. There's big sets, you know, big things on there. But, you know, you're not going in there to play Grand Theft Auto 5 or anything like that.
Yeah, and I think we're actually going to see more of this in Ralph Breaks the Internet, where they end up in the World Wide Web and they're going to see modern gaming. It might not be the focus. It might not be, you know, the I mean, we know you're probably giggling about the thing I'm thinking about, which is the mobile game where he's feeding the cat.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it was a cat. I can't really remember at the moment, but yeah, where he's feeding the cat, and that's the mobile generation. Yeah. And it, you know, it wouldn't really surprise me if there were references to Fortnite, the Call of Duty series, Candy Crush, absolutely, especially with Vanellope floating around. We know Need for Speed is heavily influencing the racing sequences in this particular movie. It wouldn't surprise me if those kind of franchises weren't referenced at least in some way in this game, in the next movie, in Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah, because I think it would be kind of quite cool. And maybe, you know, we see someone from like Red Dead just like walking by on his horse or something like that. It's a kind of like nice little cameo kind of thing. Because I'm sure video game companies are literally were falling over themselves trying to get themselves cameos in this movie kind of thing. Going to see it interesting where they go. But as a whole, there are so many different things from movies and from video games that have changed. And I'm hoping that we do get to see more of this, more of that video game history kind of brought into it, but also, like you say, bring it in for a new generation. And I did just have a thought as well. It would be great to see Ralph, he gets there, he's playing that game, because do you want to buy any more pies to put in the things? Yes, that's £10. $10. Oh, you want to put some more in? Oh, yeah, that's $15. No, you're going to have to wait. You need to pay some gems to put in. That would be a really good joke, was that he does it for so long and then suddenly a little screen comes out. So you need to buy some more gems to carry on. And that would be the way of stopping him. I think that would be so.
I don't know. The cat popping might be the way of stopping him. But I think it would be a good joke. I suspect they won't do it because Disney does love their microtransactions in the mobile. And they might be hitting a little too close to home for their mobile division. So, I don't know.
Yeah. But no, it should be good. Like I said, there's lots and lots of little references and stuff, but we'll have to know which one is your favorite and let us know in the comments below. Get in touch with us on social media, etc., and you can find us over at thiskingdom.com. And James, where can they find you?
You can find me heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon.
Later. I